Kenny Pickett could be a top 10 quarterback in year two. Bring on the regular season. Here we go, Steelers. Welcome to the Steelers update from Penn Live, where we keep track of all things Steelers, so you don't have to. This is John Lucy reporting. We've heard the qualifiers all preseason long. The defenses are vanilla. The competition, especially Tampa Bay and Atlanta, was subpar. The sample size was exceedingly small. All of the above are reasons to proceed with caution and take Kenny Pickett's perfect preseason passer rating with a grain of salt. Reserving judgment on how far Pickett can progress in year two until the games count, opponents actually game plan, and the defenses adjust to Pickett's proclivities is probably the wise way to approach the Steelers' upcoming 2023 season. Yet, more than a week before the home team hosts the San Francisco 49ers, some very prominent sports analysts in Pittsburgh are brimming with superlatives when it comes to Pickett and his sky-high potential in his sophomore season. Quote, Kenny Pickett has answered just about all of the questions anyone could have had about just how good he can be, unquote. So gushed Pittsburgh Post-Gazette columnist Paul Zeisy. And he wasn't done. Quote, the Steelers' offense might not just be good. It might be excellent this year. It might not just be excellent either. It might be explosive, unstoppable, one of the best in the NFL, unquote. Unstoppable? The Steelers' offense? We haven't had those words in the same sentence since the heyday of the Killer Bees, Big Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell. Much of this is based on a total of just 15 passes that Kenny Pickett threw in the preseason. Those were the combined production in three exhibition games against Tampa Bay, the Buffalo Bills, and Atlanta. But according to Adam Bittner, who sorts and sifts through the Pro Football Focus player grades for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, it's not really the quality, it's not the quantity of Pickett's preseason passes that demand a reappraisal of his potential. It's their quality. Quote, his three big-time throws graded among the best in the NFL in a given week. Just six NFL QBs posted a higher total in the preseason, and all of them needed at least 34 attempts, unquote. That's what Bittner wrote of Pickett based on those Pro Football Focus ratings for the entirety of the preseason. But what does it all mean? Well, Bittner drew this conclusion after sorting through PFF Powell of preseason data on Pickett. Quote, he's doing a better job of looking for and finding receivers downfield than he did as a rookie. It will be interesting to see if he can keep it up against first-teamers deploying far more complex defense concepts once the regular season begins, unquote. Well, yeah, that is the big test, right? I mean, the regular season. If a young NFL quarterback can make it there, he can make it anywhere, so the Sinatra song might go. Yet, some Pittsburgh pundits aren't waiting until Pickett's passes fly for real. They're declaring Pickett as the real deal right now. Pittsburgh sports radio personality and Post-Gazette columnist Joe Starkey is projecting that Kenny Pickett will take his place among the NFL's top 10 quarterbacks in just his second year. His column is just brimming with Pickett praise, including this passage on Pickett. Quote, he looks like a budding star. Pickett looks like a different guy. He looks like a guy ready to make a giant leap the way he did in his final year at Pitt. He's using the middle of the field. Wait, you're allowed to throw there? He's throwing receivers open, and he was as precise can be on two intermediate throws. Wait, you're allowed to throw those? Yeah, down the sidelines versus Atlanta last Thursday, unquote. In fact, Starkey has seen enough of Pickett's progress in the preseason to make this prediction. Quote, by midway through the season, people will be talking about him as a top 10 quarterback, unquote. Then he added this, quote, I think the Steelers have a really good quarterback. They might even have a great one, but I'd settle for really good, unquote. How good? Well, despite the 2022 Steelers averaging just 18.1 points per game, Starkey says Pickett is poised to win, quote, shootouts in the pass-happy, QB-loaded AFC. Not all of Pickett's praise givers are ready to go quite this far. Zizey tempers his, let's go back to quite this far, cut it there. Zizey tempers his per-game points prediction under Pickett to a more modest 23 to 24 points. But for him, that should be more than enough for the retooled Steelers defense to secure a nice number of wins this season. In other words, playoffs. Quote, the predictions of them being in the AFC North race probably will come to fruition. Unquote. Zizey wrote that in the Post-Gazette. Another guy talking playoffs for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But what about the guy who actually has to do it? What about the guy who has to make that huge second-year leap in order for the Steelers to actually win a playoff game and break that embarrassing drought that they've been in for, well, basically since as long as any time before the Immaculate Reception by Franco Harris? So we're talking about Kenny Pickett. He's the guy on the spot. And of course, this guy is as confident as any quarterback in the league. But even he, Kenny Pickett, prefers to take a wait-and-see approach. He said this, we had a good preseason, but obviously now it counts, unquote. Hey, at least we know Kenny Pickett is prudent. He'll let his 2023 performance, which we're all about to witness, speak for itself. Hey, we have much more on Kenny Pickett and the Steelers offense, plus the impact of some surprising roster moves ahead of the regular season. It's all in this Can't Wait for Week 1 edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Hey, and be sure to catch my full print column first thing Thursday on Penn Live. As always, it will be packed with plenty of memes, bringing the latest greatest Steelers debates to life and to laughs. Let's do that 10-second pause. Excuse me. Right now, let's get right to it. Well, while we're on the happy subject of Kenny Pickett and his stellar preseason performance, let's hear from Mike DeFabo with The Athletic for his take on, quote, perfect Pickett. DeFabo writes, quote, if you're looking for one word to sum up Kenny Pickett's preseason, it's perfect. That's a good place to start. And that is no hyperbole. The Steelers QB1 entered the third and final preseason game in Atlanta with three touchdown drives in his only three series. During that Thursday nighter last week, the 24-0 winning Steelers, Pickett kept rolling. He led two more efficient possessions to bring his final preseason tally to a perfect five touchdown drives in five opportunities. In the preseason game, Pickett completed 13 of 15 passes for 199 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions. And his passer rating was, again, a perfect 158.3. Now, the preseason is the preseason. Pickett himself said this week that it might be wise to pump the brakes a little bit on the hype train until they get into games where the score actually matters. It's true that the Steelers once again were playing against backups as the Falcons chose to rest the overwhelming majority of their starters. So the Steelers might want to wait at least a week or two to start planning the Super Bowl parade. After all, Pittsburgh wasn't undefeated in the preseason last year, and then they started 2-6. However, there are several reasons to believe Pickett's promising preseason will carry over to when the games count. First and foremost, Pickett's connection with his receiving core is light years ahead of what it was when he was thrust into action at halftime of week 4 in 2022. In all three of his outings, Pickett did a nice job of spreading the ball around to his targets in this year's preseason. His pocket awareness has improved too. He's done a better job of making subtle adjustments within the pocket. He was not sacked in the preseason, and he didn't rush for a single yard. That's a sign he's keeping his eyes downfield with a throw-first mentality. Finally, Pickett has earned offensive coordinator Matt Canada's trust in order to open up the playbook and take some deep shots. Last season, Pickett averaged just 6.2 yards per pass attempt. That was second lowest in the NFL. His 28 passes of 20-plus yards ranked 25th last year. This year is showing signs that will change, and we're going to go downfield, and we're going to go in the middle of the field, and we're going to go down the sidelines and hit those deep threat passes and those splash plays. That's what the preseason is portending in Pittsburgh. And it's good analysis from DeFabo and The Athletic. And there's much more in that article and all the great coverage on The Athletic. I urge you to check it out. Of course, you know, again, it's all about Kenny Pickett and what he does now that we're proceeding into the regular season. He's the prodigal son from Pitt. Everybody is on his bandwagon, but he's got to keep it going, and he has a pretty tough defense right out of the gate with the 49ers in the home opener at Acrisure Stadium a week from Sunday. I mean, I can't wait. You can't wait. Everyone can't wait. But there's news between now and then, including a couple of Steelers trades as they're cutting down to the 53-man roster. And it affects the offensive line, which is greatly improved for this season. For the first bit of breaking news, we go to Mark Caboli with The Athletic, who gives us the ins and outs of the deal with the LA Rams, who have acquired the services of former Steelers guard Kevin Dotson. Caboli tells us this, quote, "The LA Rams are getting offensive guard Kevin Dotson from the Steelers. According to the announcement, this is what you need to know. The Steelers received the Rams' 2024 fourth-round pick and a 2025 fifth-round pick, while the LA Rams are getting Dotson and a 2024 fifth-round pick and a 2025 sixth-round pick. Now, the background on Dotson, he was drafted in the fourth round in 2020. He started 30 of his 39 career games with the Steelers. Well, there goes Dotson to La La Land. But that's not all. The Steelers' moves are coming fast and furious. And there goes one of the worst picks by Steelers GM Kevin Colbert. I'm talking about the center who never really was a center, Kendrick Green. This guy was installed as the replacement, the heir apparent to Marquise Pouncey. I mean, who was great for more than a decade in the middle of that offensive line. And here he comes in, Kendrick Green, anointed as Pouncey's successor. He's installed in front of Big Ben Roethlisberger in Big Ben's final season, and he proceeded to nearly get Ben killed. I mean, it was crazy. And then, you know, he never really was meant to be a center, let's face it. They even tried him at fullback in training camp this year. Now they're punting him. They're punting Kendrick to the Texans. And how Omar Khan, who is the new Steelers GM, turned the failed experiment that was Kendrick Green into the Texans' sixth-round pick in 2025, well, we'll never know. But the deal is done. Kendrick Green is gone, and that failed experiment at center that was really, really embarrassing, especially what they did to Big Ben in that last season of his by putting Kendrick Green, who was out of his depth, in the middle of that line. That it's over. At least we're turning the page on that. Now we have another surprise in terms of the roster moves. It's a surprise, yeah, when you first look at it, when you see it on the ticker tape coming across a wire. But really, I read it as an affirmation, an endorsement, if you will, of the rise of Steelers rookie tight end Darnell Washington. He is that big Georgia Bulldog who can block like nobody's business, but when he stretches those arms of his, he is a red zone scoring threat anytime the Steelers have the ball down close. As a result, the Steelers have released tight end, veteran tight end, Zach Gentry. That's because Washington made Gentry expendable. That is the nature of the NFL. New blood comes in, and if it's better, the veterans move on. And Gentry is among the surprise Steelers cuts as they go down to 53. But the surprise, the big surprise, is Darnell Washington. He was a steal in the draft. He was an eye-opener in training camp. He's a better pass catcher than we thought, and he's progressed faster than the Steelers thought. And here's the best part. We ain't seen nothing yet. And now with Gentry gone, it's going to be Freiermuth and the big Bulldog. And of course, there's going to be many more roster moves that we'll be combing through with the coming cutdown of the 53-man roster. And there will be lots of veterans and NFL hopefuls out there on the market looking for a new team. So how will the Steelers play it during this last big shakeup before the regular season begins, and we see if Kenny Pickett and these surprising 2023 Steelers are indeed for real? And of course, we're going to cover the mad scramble to set that final roster in the coming weeks, and we'll get you ready for the Steelers versus the Niners in the big home opener. That's all in next week's edition of your Steelers Update podcast. Be sure to catch every episode. Make it easy. Just sign up wherever you get your favorite audio, and it will be there fresh with a fresh take every Wednesday afternoon. And, of course, log on to PennLive.com for your real-time Steelers news.